Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm so happy you can join me for this time together. From your letters and emails, I realize that many of you are single, so I want to celebrate you on this program. You're not single? Well, don't turn off the radio. Today will help you too. My previous husband went to heaven over 20 years ago, and at times I felt like a fish out of water with no Christian books about being a mature single to guide me. So I began writing books and speaking at singles conferences, and during that time I found very few books for us Christian singles, and so it was for us that I wrote. If you're interested in my books for singles, go to my website at SamanthaLandy.com and the announcer will give it to you again. And if you're interested in finding a mate, my book will help you as you become the healed and whole person God desires you to be. But for me, when I was single, I suspect for most single people, it's our attitudes, our choices, and learning to live alone that causes us the most thought and concern. And if you've been listening to Psalms of Hope very long, you know that I believe our attitude, not just our circumstances, will make the difference of whether or not we have a joyful life or a miserable life. And that, of course, includes making everyone around us joyful or miserable too. Yes, it was during this time that I coined the phrase savvy singles to describe us. The dictionary describes savvy as having practical knowledge or to be informed. That should be us. No matter what we feel on some lonely Friday night, being single doesn't mean we're defective or less than complete. But if there's any doubt in your mind whether you're whole or complete as a savvy single, listen to this scripture from 2 Corinthians. It says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Since every place simply means every place, we can trust that God is saying to singles today, he will lead us in triumph in Christ, even while we're single. No, Paul didn't write that God would lead you in triumph only if you're married. God's promise is that he will lead you regardless of whether you're single or married. He loves you where you are today, and he cares about what's happening in your life. But before I talk more about how to be a savvy single, let's listen to this wonderful song by the Maranatha Singers, In His Time.
Time.
what wonderful assurance. If we have Jesus in our heart, He will make everything beautiful in His time, even us. Yes, today I'm speaking to some of the millions of singles here in America and around the world. You know, in the youth culture of today, sometimes you may have felt that being single and over 40 or 50 or whatever makes you somehow less desirable. But being single doesn't mean you're deficient or lacking in life. Being single does not mean you're somehow defective. Being single doesn't mean you are less than complete. It is critical that you settle this one truth in your mind right now. One is a complete number. Yes, learning to flourish where you are and how to thrive in your current situation is essential to preparing for new opportunities that will come your way. To do this, stop looking at your past and start looking at your future. Now's the perfect time to dust off your long-forgotten dreams and redefine what you want to be and where you want to go. This can be an exciting time of your life if you choose to make it so. You do have lots of possibilities. You know, there are people who seem to instinctively know how to find joy in the small serendipities of life. But most of us have to work at it. So start looking for joy wherever you are. Being open to conversations with new people that you casually meet often brings laughter and joy at unexpected moments. Do you think you don't have time to pursue your dreams because of your work and other responsibilities? Well, even turning off the TV 1 hour a day will free up not only your time, but will give you time to investigate those areas of interest that you've been putting in the back of your mind. Yes, God has wonderful plans for you, single friend. But sometimes as a single person, you may feel that no one notices you and that the world looks away instead of trying to understand you. Well, B.J. Thomas sings a song saying that when the world looks away, when no one seems to care, God is there, and He gives us His love. So here is B.J. Thomas singing, "You Gave Me Love."
You gave me time when no one gave me time of day. You looked deep inside while the rest of the world looked away. You smiled at me when there were just frowns everywhere. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. That's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart, you touched my soul, and helped me start all over again. That's why I love you, Jesus. That's why I'll always care. When nobody gave me a prayer. You gave me laughter after I cried all my tears. You heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its ears. I looked in your eyes and I found the tenderness there. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart, and you touched my soul, and helped me start all over again. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
Oh, it's so wonderful to know that even if you're single or married, you can depend on God's love. I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. I'm talking about being an over 40 or 50 or 60-something single person. You know, I wonder, are you struggling with a broken heart? Have you lost the love of your life? Have you lost your job and there's no one to encourage you or help you? You know, as a single person, sometimes it seems that the losses you experience cut deeper and hurt longer. Though, I found out one morning I realized I had to stop concentrating on what I had lost and begin being thankful for what I had. During those years, I heard Dr. Lloyd Ogilvie, retired chaplain of the Senate, speak at the home of a friend of mine over in Hollywood. At one point in his talk, he mentioned how lonely his life was since his wife, Mary Jane, had died. He said, "I learned that gratitude is the antidote to grief. The moment one commits to an attitude of gratitude, then Providence moves in to mend our broken lives." And indeed, God does do just that. Like you, I've learned that our circumstances may not immediately change, but changing our attitude will make a huge difference for us. We can make the decision to have joy in our lives no matter what issues we face. In the Bible, Nehemiah, who was also single, was trying to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem. He had some enemies, and one of them was named Sanballat. They didn't want the wall built, so he had to carry his sword with him to protect himself while he was building. Sanballat. Well, my Bible concordance says the word Sanballat means hate in disguise. Do you have any Sanballats in your life? Yes, it was during this difficult time that Nehemiah wrote, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And it's so true. You will experience an emotional strength as you choose joy. You know, sometimes we forget that Nehemiah had to fight discouragement while they were building the walls around Jerusalem. It was hot, dusty, and on top of it all, Nehemiah and his friends had enemies that did not want the wall built. So they had to have their swords with them in order to protect themselves while building the wall. And I imagine there were times they didn't want to choose joy then either. So if you're having a difficult day, Paul Wilbur sings a song based on scripture that says, "Where does my help come from?"
I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. Oh, Maker of heaven and earth. Your foot shall never be moved. You'll never stumble or slip. Watch as he
comes from the
wonderful promise. You may feel you're in a dark night of the soul, but Jesus promises he will help you. You know, my grandparents were homesteaders in South Dakota, and I was raised with the idea that you can make it. You can succeed. But no one taught me about failing. I had to learn the hard way that sometimes a relationship fails no matter how hard you try. Sometimes a loved one dies. Sometimes a dream job we want doesn't work out. A house we want to buy is sold before we can make an offer. The career we loved is taken away when the company downsizes. While we may not like it, I've learned that failure can turn out to provide building blocks for our soul. With the Lord's help through adversity, our will and emotions can become healed and strengthened. History has shown us thousands of people who failed many times before they succeeded. For example, Mr. Macy failed 7 times in business before his successful New York store. Hal Lindsey had 36 publishers reject his book, The Late Great Planet Earth, before he found one who would take it. Now, millions of copies later, how sad it would have been had he given up when the 36th publisher rejected the book. Babe Ruth struck out 1,300 times in baseball, but he also hit 714 home runs. People have written books about the failures of people who use those failures to push through and finally succeed. The point is, success and failure comes in the same package. No one's a complete success or a complete failure, even though we may feel like that at times. Well, if you find yourself in a place in your life right now where you're struggling and feel like a failure, may I encourage you to go to my website and order the book, Savvy Singles Handbook. It has a chapter on finding joy. It also has a chapter I called, Are You a Fear Factor Contestant? Not only will you find suggestions to help you overcome your fears, but there are wonderful stories of people just like you who have overcome unbelievable odds. People who are not big heroes and make the nightly news. No, some of them are friends of mine who are just like you and I who push through to their dreams. Now, David Sapp sings a song that explains that sometimes we just have to make the decision to follow our dreams, to follow Christ. He sings, I'm going to walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
Without faith, it's impossible to be pleasing unto Him. Everything we do reflects our faith. Like Abraham said, I'm not moved by what I see. Only what I know the Lord has said. I'm going to walk this walk.
Faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of faith.
Talk of faith.
With my heart I believe. I speak forth I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
Circumstances say you won't make it through
you
the day. But wait a minute, listen to your faith. Faith is given, it shall be given. God supplies all my need. That faith through the talking, here's what you say. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of faith.
Talk of faith.
With my heart I believe. I speak forth I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I know symptoms try to come to put you down beneath
put
the load.
Down.
And people all around you will agree that it's hopeless and you're helpless, or you might as well give in. But remember, we're not moved by what we see. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. I'm gonna talk this talk of faith. By His stripes I'm Lord healed. I will stay till it's revealed. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
talk. Walk and talk this walk of faith.
Walk the faith.
I'm gonna walk this walk.
This walk the
talk
faith.
This talk. Walk and talk this walk of faith.
Walk the faith.
I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk the faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of faith.
Talk faith.
With my heart I believe. I speak forth, I receive.
I'm gonna walk this walk. Talk this talk.
Walk and talk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
Oh, what a wonderful song. It's so powerful. Yes, sometimes we simply have to make a decision against all odds to walk this walk of faith. It's our faith in God that will bring us through the tough times of our lives. The old prophet Ezekiel wrote, "You shall know that I, the Lord your God, is with you. You are my flock, the sheep of my pasture. I am your God." As your good shepherd, he promises to care for you if you know Jesus in your heart. If you don't know Jesus, ask him to come into your heart. He loves you so much, and he wants to be your good shepherd. But I would be remiss if I didn't remind you again of one of the most basic beliefs that I have, and that is, when the losses in life become unbearable, we'll handle them better if we remember to keep our sense of humor, as well as our trust in God. Oh, there may be nothing funny in the circumstance that has us in its grip, but we can choose to laugh at the antics of our neighbor's new cat, or read funny jokes, or go to a funny movie, or watch children play and giggle with them. Yes, God has given us the promise of joy in the morning. You know, Martin Luther is credited with saying, "If you're not allowed to laugh in heaven, I don't want to go there." Well, since laughter and joy is God's idea, he won't have to worry about that. Now, I'm not naive enough to believe that simply smiling at people will change their world, but choosing to laugh, to smile, will change us. And as singles, or anyone for that matter, we can only be responsible for our own attitude and our own behavior. Now, I have a special gift for all you single friends listening. Write or email me and simply ask for a free CD of this singles program. It's my gift to you. If enough of you write and ask for my gift CD of this program, it'll let me know that I do have many single listeners, and perhaps I'll do more programs for singles. Of course, everything I shared today are good principles for all of us who want to follow Jesus. And don't forget to go to my Facebook page and share it with your friends. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. The announcer will give it to you again. So until next time, same place on your radio dial, remember, it doesn't matter where you live, or what you've been through, or what you've done. God loves you with an unconditional love. So keep your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.